Welcome back to the home team on AM860 The Answer and TheAnswerTampa.com. It's time for the Casper's Company McDonald's Restaurant High School Athlete of the Week. And this week we're changing it up again, and we are not talking about a high school athlete, but rather someone very important and influential with the Positive Coaching Alliance, and that is Jason Sachs. He is the National Vice President of Business Development and Philanthropy for PCA. And Jason, welcome to the home team.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
We appreciate you coming on and taking the time to do the program with us today. And I know that you are very involved with the Positive Coaching Alliance, and you're actually working with the Lightning High School Hockey League as well.
Yeah, we're super excited to be, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning have been a really great supporter and partner of Positive Coaching Alliance over the last several years. They actually helped us launch our chapter in Tampa Bay about 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, everybody knows that we had the, you know, NHL All-Star game there last season. And around that was a big new youth hockey initiative that was started by the NHL at the league level called the Declaration of Principles. And as a legacy from that All-Star game and the announcement, we're teaming up with the High School Hockey League and the Lightning and the NHL and a few other partners to launch a campaign around sportsmanship in the High School Hockey League.
Outstanding. Now, the league jamboree will kick off the season on September the 8th. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Yeah, so at the jamboree and between that event as well as last weekend, the league had their medical day for incoming athletes and families. So at those events, we've been hosting a lot of our PCA Live interactive workshops. Those are being presented there. And it's all part of this Check Yourself campaign. And that's basically PCA and our Tampa chapter working alongside of many great partners, including the NHL and the University of South Florida's Binnick School Sport and Entertainment Management Program, RISE, and then Press PR and Marketing that helped come up with this whole campaign around that's called Check Yourself. But we'll be basically conducting workshops for coaches, parents, athletes around how can we use the sport of hockey to really not only play the game but teach life lessons and use it as a vehicle to work with kids, parents, and adults to let them know the opportunity that the High School Hockey League is presenting to not only succeed on the ice, but think about the lessons they're going to learn that are going to stay with them long after their playing days are over. So it'll be a combination of some live programming with all those groups, and then there's going to be a big marketing campaign that you'll start to see around town with the High School Hockey League, really based around respect and honoring the game and how opponents can respect each other. And so the whole theme of Check Yourself, we're really excited to roll that out over the next couple of months.
Jason, it's amazing for me to see the excitement of youth hockey and high school hockey and the sport with largely and with the Lightning being the impetus behind it is really taking off, not just with adults, but with kids as well. And more kids are playing hockey, both boys and girls.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And if you look at what the NHL is doing at the league level, so, you know, about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, they announced their Declaration of Principles. And that was really an initiative to help highlight the, you know, key principles and the key themes that come out of playing youth hockey and high school hockey. So they really wanted to bring it to light and make sure that, you know, people realize that this is more than a game, right? There are so many opportunities for kids when they're playing to learn things that, you know, whether it's bouncing back from mistakes, working with others, showing resilience, a growth mindset, all those things are really important, but we need to make sure that the adults and the kids that are involved playing realize there's that opportunity for them to showcase those skills. So we're excited to help bring those Declaration of Principles to life with the Tampa Bay High School Hockey League.
We talk every week about how you can get involved with the Positive Coaching Alliance and how many people are stepping up and stepping forward. And I know as Vice President of Business Development, you're overseeing the national partnerships. Tell us more about the Check Yourself campaign and similar to other PCA national partnerships.
Yeah, it's really been great to see over the last 4 or 5 years at the professional league level you know, youth sports. I'm sure many of your listeners are involved in youth sports in some way, either as a coach or their kids are playing or their grandparents to, you know, their grandkids playing. But youth sports has just turned into this enormous business, right? It's a $20 billion business, mm-hmm. sports is. And so, you know, what's been great to see is that many of the professional sports leagues have stepped up and really started to focus on youth sports as a major initiative for them and a major focus. So the NHL obviously has their Declaration of Principles. Major League Baseball has their Play Ball and RBI initiative, which is reviving baseball in inner cities. And then the NBA has their Junior NBA initiative, and they just had their Junior NBA Global Championships, which is basically the Little League World Series for youth basketball.
I announced it last week over at Disney.
Yeah. So there you go. Exactly. Yeah. And so PCA was there doing some parent workshops and some coach clinics there. So really, pretty much all of the professional sports leagues have identified PCA as an organization that they can bring in to make sure that youth sports are done right.
Outstanding. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us on the program today and for all that you and the Positive Coaching Alliance does. We're proud of the partnership we have along with Casper's Company, McDonald's Restaurants, and we certainly appreciate the PCA and all that you do for youth sports here, in, not only in Tampa Bay, but across the country.
Thanks so much for having us, and thanks so much for all your support.
All right, we appreciate that. If you'd want to find out more about how you can be involved with the Positive Coaching Alliance, let's call on Bill Carl.
Join our team by donating to Positive Coaching Alliance. Just go to keepkidsinthegame.org and click donate. That's keepkidsinthegame.org and click donate.